Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Abby Reno, a Washington High School dance team member, about the Washington High School dance team's upcoming competition. Thank you for talking with me today. Can you tell me who you are and what we'll be talking about?
Yes, my name is Abby Reno, and we're going to be talking about the dance competition that will be taking place at Washington High School this Saturday.
Very good. So kind of get some basics down here. So how long have you been a part of the dance team?
I've been a part of the dance team since my freshman year, so 4 years.
Very cool. And this is the first ever competition hosted in Washington, right?
For the dance team, yes.
Very cool. What was the process like then to get this set up? How far in advance did you have to get it kind of scheduled?
We started scheduling this my sophomore year, so it's been a process, and we were definitely really excited when we finally got chosen and knew that it was going to be taking place. When we first did it, it was like 2023, that's forever, but now it's like...
Now it's here.
Yeah.
Very cool. So is there a organization that you go through then to get this scheduled?
Yeah, so we're doing through TDC, so the Dance Challenge. We kind of reached out to the owner, and she goes around to different high schools and colleges and does it on purpose at those places because it's a place for us to make donations. So we help set up, find the volunteers, and then we get a portion of that money back for us.
Very neat, very neat. So it's this Saturday. So are you still currently looking for volunteers? And what will the day look like then for you?
Yeah, so we're always open to more volunteers. There's never enough help. It takes a village to run things like these. I think volunteers are going to arrive at 7. The dance competition starts at 9. And then awards are supposed to be around 3:30. So it's not a really long day, but it will be when you're there, especially if you're dancing. But it should be really exciting.
Very cool. And are you doing any setup the Friday before, too, just kind of get things organized?
Yeah, so Friday night, I'm not sure the exact time. I think around 6, we will be setting everything up, helping them move all their lights and the judges' table and setting everything up like that. So we're looking for more help to help us with that, too, if anyone's interested.
Awesome. Well. And if somebody did want to help volunteer, how can they get in contact with you, or who should they contact, I guess?
Yeah, they can contact Mara Alexander, or I guess you can do me because I don't know her email off the top of my head.
That's okay, yeah.
But reach out to me. I can say my phone number. My phone number is 319-461-8069. So if you text me, call me, I can tell you, lead you in the right direction there.
Awesome. And so this is a competition day. So is there an admission, and then who can go then?
Yeah, so admission's open to anyone that wants to come and watch. I believe that it is $10 to get in. And then, of course, there's merchandise tables where you can buy that. You can buy programs. But then you can get in, watch every dance. Dance competitions are super fun to watch, especially if you've never been to one. They're super cool to experience.
Awesome. And how many teams are you expecting to come?
I'm not sure. I know there's a lot of studios. I know there's at least 3 studios from around this area. The 2 in Washington, Stairway to the Stars and Studio E, are both going. So that should be really fun. But I don't think that's like a huge competition, which is also good for students, because when you dance like for 12 hours, I know that it gets really hard because I've been there. So it's nice to have short, concise, kind of get to the point and still have fun.
Yeah, still have fun and still have the experience of a competition without having to go way far away.
Yeah.
Very cool. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the competition or just the dance team in general?
I highly recommend the dance team. We're still like looking for members for next year. So if you're interested in that, you can also contact me or Tamara. There's so many cool things that you get to do, especially if you are kind of nervous about it. My freshman year, I wasn't sure, especially because you'd be dancing with seniors, and normally at studio dance, you're kind of separated. But the people that I've met and the things I've been able to do through dance team are amazing, and I highly recommend everybody come and watch the competition. There's going to be a lot of fun, and there's a lot of kids that have worked really hard to prepare for it.
Very cool. Well, thanks for talking with me, and I know you're going to have a blast with your competition, but good luck.
Thank you.
That was Abby Reno joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about the dance team's upcoming competition. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.